cameras. Hey, y'all.
Love Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello. Okay,
we're
not live on nothing. Y'all can all push play. This, we didn't do.
Okay. I'm going to go get the, what's it called?
The what?
Her thing, too. We going on her shit, too.
Okay. Go right here. She gets us already.
You know what I'm saying?
You did.
Let Jesus walk so
let
we don't gotta talk. We in here to enlighten y'all today, guys. There's a lot of things going on, and we just been doing a little research on things because a lot of things been going on. And I don't care who you are or what color you are, what denomination you believe in, and what creation you thought you was, the pandemic has affected any and every motherfucking body life. If you can't say the pandemic is your life, then you must not be human. The pandemic even affected the motherfucking aliens' life. So one more time, is we all alive?
We alive.
Just gotta let the people know. I gotta let them know one more time. You know what I'm saying? We on the station, so you know, is we ready for the steady?
Almost.
And like spaghetti and all of them. Yes, you push the red dot for the Bobot. See, now you want some gigabytes that you don't even know about. Let Jesus walk. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let the people live for the people. Yes, it is. You know, yes, it is. I'm a professional. I done got my gig squad shit up. You know what I'm saying? Smoking on this motherfucking good kush. It's a hybrid or something. I don't know what it is. Might have to bring out my other shit in a minute because I need my molecules to open all the way up on this topic that we've been enlightening y'all on today. Hello, world. And I'm talking to all the people, you know what I'm saying? Because I know some people out there, and it's not to make fun. Some people don't do reading and research. But if you didn't, I'm here to enlighten you. And I bet you can go look this fucking topic and this shit up that I'm talking about, and it's true, and it's happening in everybody's life. I think get an amen for all the people who done had the pandemic, had an affected their life.
All right.
We ready?
I think we are.
Hello, hello, y'all. Now, you got all of this in front of the
transition. Well, because they had to
the
set it up.
They can't even see us.
Well, they can't see us. No, that's the camera's not down there. So they can see us for sure.
Okay, they can see us.
There's
for
a
the
lot
people.
Of dead space, but we call it.
Okay, well, let us live for the people. Hello.
One time. Welcome
time
to the show.
Okay. And show.
Who got called today?
A co-host right here. You can count
on
Corey.
You know.
Corey. Like her. Curry chicken and all of that, and they say it's good for you because some of the people cook that curry from the mother
it's
earth and all of that.
That you can count on.
But guess
though,
what? Corey been one of them people who've been affected by the pandemic too. Everybody been affected by the pandemic.
Since we all been affected by the pandemic, right? They call it the COVID-19. Hope we don't add up to it, but what about these COVID creepers?
What is my transitional effect?
Okay, right here.
The transition
uh-huh.
For the
land. That part right there. The absolutely.
You know.
Tap.
Yeah,
tap.
Hello, world. Don't y'all feel the energy? We're giving up good spirits. We're letting everybody
tap.
Know, live, and
tap.
Let live.
Hey,
and
y'all
don't
can tap
in. Tears and all of them. We know what he did last year. We see what he did last year. Yeah. He was one of them creepers.
Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get to? I'm just trying to go all the way live with this. You feel me?
Yeah, you gotta
so,
go live.
You feel me? Ain't no other way.
Let a motherfucker know that 85 was just the year that it cracked off.
Uh-huh.
Cracked off in a couple of other years before that. After
I hope
that,
that
won't work.
Nothing has to be the other, the last one.
No.
Because it's a, you know what I'm saying? It don't say cold. It just say, you feel me?
Oh, Jesus.
We just trying to live for the Lord.
We just trying to live for the Lord. She's trying to have a double back up there. And that's why you got to count on Corey because she's tried to be, not try. She is a proactive person.
Proactive.
She's trying to be proactive with things. She's trying to interject that lifestyle on me.
What?
Jesus, don't you talk to them.
Sorry.
I don't do no shit like that now when you know Jesus is walking. See? That's somebody trying to burn them candles and trying to hate on us.
And we don't own no
rights
to this music.
Motherfuckers is creepers, man. Watch out for the creepers.
Jesus.
I'm not giving you life.
Because we need her. We have to call her. But then. Hey, I don't think I'm going to be able to hear her.
Hello, world. If you didn't hear us before, and as you have to hear us again,
it's Golden and Leroy Jones.
Jenkins, baby. Jenkins. The real Jenkins, though. Not no motherfucking
Jenkins
and all that stuff. I got a whole clan of Leroy. Big Leroy, little Leroy, everything. This is the real Leroy Jenkins show.
And we're talking about these COVID creepers.
Okay. And they got me on the show, and I'm up here with my co-host. You can count on Corey. And she's logging in. And she enlightened me and asked me to come on in.
I did.
And enlighten the people about that because she said, you know what? We have beautiful energy together.
Absolutely.
I think we'll be able to elaborate on a couple of these topics that's going to give the people some up spirits during this pandemic.
At least now, keep it real with y'all, you know what I'm saying? So let's start here. We're going to have to start and then just hopefully.
They're going to log in because everybody's life has been affected by the pandemic.
Right.
Can I get an amen?
Right.
No matter what
amen.
Color, race you is. Even the birds, the dogs, and everybody been affected by the pandemic. They don't even get bit right no more.
They don't.
Motherfuckers so scared.
Everything
don't
is
even
so
do bird watching.
Oblivious and so, I'm saying, so much confusion going on in this world. It's already bad enough that we have that going on to deal with the COVID creepers. What you know about these COVID creepers?
Boxers!
You know.
Damn. That's the topic of the day.
COVID creepers.
COVID creepers, guys. You don't believe it, look it up.
You better believe it. Huh.
They got the people that will tell you what's going on with these creepers, what type of creepers they are. But we are here to tell you
the
how
truth.
To identify the motherfucking creepers.
Number
you
one. If you're on a dating app, because, I mean, most of us are on dating apps these days, right? We all dating on so-and-so site, so-and-so site. Because we're at home quarantining, correct? Well, you should be. And if you are, you can't go to the club no more. So the club days are over, which means we all doing this, right? We typing. And you meet some guy or some girl, and then you finesse her, she finesse you. Whatever the case may be, it's all for a game. If you don't agree, talk to me. So that's supposed to be the most intimate one.
That's the most innocent one, right?
Right.
But ladies and gentlemen, it could be the most intimate one, okay? Because it's a dating app. And you start off as typing and texting and wondering and leaving room for suspicion because it's the app and you type in and they connect. It's supposed to be the compatible type of people on this
absolutely,
app.
Absolutely.
Okay? So you may be going in for something that I call, it's the word that's called ostensible. And some of that definition in there is saying things that seem to be, appear to be true, but really it's false.
Mm.
So on this dating app thing, I just want y'all to
catch
out.
And we call it cap these days in terms.
Motherfucker's capping, y'all. Motherfucker act like he big old rolling the swole and all
things,
of that.
Baby.
And nigga
so
come
funny.
Through, guess what? He's a creeper. COVID creeper, baby. That's what we call them.
And
they
them
COVID
is the worst
creeper.
These days is the COVID creepers. Because we all got, not we don't all got COVID.
Everybody has been experienced with a COVID creeper nowadays.
In real life, if you tell shit to yourself, you know who you got to lie to. So we all been exposed to the COVID creepers.
You just got to know how to identify.
So be aware of the ones who's capping. Oh, yeah, baby. You know, they're just too good to be true.
Yeah.
Trust and believe.
And be aware of a nigga always tell you when he do this, you know the nigga capping unless you got that top flight shit like my co-star. Ooh, baby, them edges just popping. When you do that, when nigga tell you that, see how she just here like that, that's a dated capper.
Check it out. Monica Lewinsky.
So, the first one we're talking about, and we're going to elaborate on the next one, because we're trying to show you guys how to identify with these COVID creepers.
Right.
We call them the sea creepers.
You feel me?
Sea creepers. Sea creepers to the night. But guess
where
what? These sea creepers so good, you see them in the daytime.
And we call those the blast from the past. A blast from the past can be also a Jeepers Creeper.
Oh, that's the number two one?
Number two.
Oh, yes.
Is a COVID creeper, is a blast from the past. I'm not too sure they blast this. Or blast this.
What do you mean? Like, elaborate to that.
What I mean by that is,
a blast from the past.
It can't be no blast. Okay, you would expect a blast.
From a woman's point of view.
I would
expect. I can elaborate from a man's point of view.
And I need you to do that as soon as I'm done with this. Absolutely. From the beginning, I would think that a blast from the past would be something exciting, something to dig on. Like, okay, well, you know what I'm saying? It came back. We about to get it popping. It's about to be all good. No. Obviously, he in the past for a reason. You feel me? So, therefore, they have potential because they already know what they've been through with you. You know what I'm saying? So, they know how to read you. And you're in a vulnerable state at this point. Being in a vulnerable state, they take advantage of what you already possess. And they know how to read you. You know how to read them. And it's easy. It's no cap. You feel me? If they try to cap, it's, nigga, get on with that bullshit.
Leroy Jenkins out here to let y'all know. Now, if y'all see Leroy Jenkins, he ain't capping, baby. He gonna take it for rented offended, baby. When Leroy Jenkins get out of that motherfucker now. I'm trying to tell y'all how to identify with COVID creepers. Because some of the creepers done fucked it up for a good nigga like Leroy.
Creepers.
Out there. That nigga, they done fucked it up for Leroy. Leroy trying to come out here and get you from Finnish and Drifty. And these motherfuckers done came out here and done drunk up all your Kool-Aid at your house.
I drunk up all your damn Remy. You did.
The fuck is going on,
they
man?
Got life and bullshit fucked up. But I tell you one thing I know, 2 things for sure. You know what I'm saying? All these blasts from the past, that's where you can stay at. And,
yeah.
and at the end of the day, we're all vulnerable, and we all want somebody to, especially if you've been capped on a dating app, right? And then the nigga show you not really what he said he was. At the end of the day, the blast from the past makes more sense, right?
Blast from the past comes by then because you already feeling disappointed from
and
this
vulnerable.
App that
right.
And vulnerable because now this nigga from the app had you open.
All the way not.
You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
So, when you came back to 85, like her all the way live, it was a blast from the past.
And everybody had a whole
lot of like you said, the nigga might know how to read you. But you already know that he was a blast when he
in
tapped
the
that
past.
Ass. And it was in the past, though, when he tapped that ass. He was a blast. That's why they put the blast from the past on there. It ain't just say a person from the past. It said a blast from the past because it was something that enlightened you.
When he taps that ass.
When he spanked you like a wild animal and fucked you like a bear. Right? It was a blast from the past because that was something you didn't even want to tell your homegirls about that shit. I want that bitch to know about that blast from the past. That was my secret. I did that shit uneven knowing it.
And
so he had the potentials like this thing.
Right.
The nigga had the potentials.
Potential.
That was the blast from the past.
And we right
so
on
got
potential.
The creepers that's out there that's called
creepers.
Blast from the past.
Creepers.
You got the dating app creepers. Got the blast from the past creepers.
Absolutely.
Now,
and those are the most
creepers.
Safe, they the safety zone in real life. You know
they
what I'm saying?
They could be, but them is kind of that
the ones you
got. A blast from the past.
You
got
to stay away from
them because guess what?
Because they know
it
where
your
they know your social points are. Yeah, if it's toxic and you already knew it was toxic, but at this corona stage, as a COVID creeper, he's a COVID creeper.
So he out there, you know what?
He
I
has
can't
habits.
Be, I can't even be no hater. But the nigga out
I'm
there.
I'm a hater.
The nigga out
fuck
there.
Fuck that nigga. And quote me when I
being
say.
Like Leroy Jenkins
fuck.
And giving you a motherfucking
nigga.
Direction for your profession and giving you something to add to your collection. Because Leroy Jenkins.
Okay, so you
take
fall
you
into
out
the
of the shoes.
Fuck all
that.
That
running back.
Okay, COVID creeper. You sound like a real COVID creeper. So that's how y'all, that's how we get caught up. That's how we all get caught up in the
Good Lord.
You creep. Look.
Creeper. You know they had creepers. The niggas on the hip hop show, they was called the Creepers. That nigga was about to slap that nigga.
The Creep, what were they called?
The Creep Squad.
The creep
nigga, they was Creepers.
The
they get up in the there. You seen that nigga up there working that little young girl too. Tell me,
hey,
gone.
Check this out, baby. Check this out, baby.
The bitch had
hey,
a good car. That nigga was up there putting that motherfucking super length on her, nigga. She was making phones and everything with my time to keep going. He was a blast on the path. So that nigga made that baby. That bitch was singing the song.
Corey,
boy.
You made the baby Corey, though. You know?
Did he? Oh, but the baby might be a good baby. You can count on Corey.
Ah! High five. Good shit. You know how you feel that is? Okay, you got another third one? Where we at?
No, we got to talk about the ups and downs. We already been talking about the ups and downs of the blast and the past.
Mm-hmm.
So, right now, this is on the pre-corona return
of
the random.
Return of the
this
random.
This is the third motherfucker, but I don't think Sis got a chance to really elaborate
on
the fourth type of
the
motherfucker, but that's the motherfucker that she got right there is going to come into a lava. That's going to be a highlight. But we're going to give it to the real people
out.
Like me and you and her a real shout out and an eye opener on certain shit. We're not being haters. She said she's being haters because she don't like no type of
I'm
man.
I'm hater. If that's what you want to call
female,
it.
A good ass, good money ass bitch.
Hello.
With the dish and the switch and the motherfucking glitch, nigga.
In real
nigga,
life,
don't
no
ask her
tale.
For no motherfucking gold change, nigga. Come with the motherfucking real bag, nigga.
Where
break
is that
bag,
at?
Nigga. Show your bitch that you can give her an ATM code.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That part right
what
there.
The fuck?
That
this
part.
This is a jail nail. That shit off 100 nowadays. A buck 50. Don't get that new shit. Like, what's that bitch that say? The dingly dingly thing in the back of your throat. Her nails cost a thousand.
Cardi B.
Oh, I didn't want to say the name, nigga. Also, I come up with this motherfucker. I had to get that nigga that. But nigga, leave a nigga that say no red. I don't, you come. I do
come.
I bust niggas' heads back to the white meat, too. Nigga, I bust niggas' heads back to the white meat.
I'm going all the way live with that.
Don't think I'm just doing the motherfucking comedy, but I'm living for Jesus.
One time.
Don't let me get this shit like that. Count on Corey. She got me up in two stuff.
So,
doing
the
good
shit.
I'm going to
go take it off. I'm going to turn it around.
I got a motherfucker call in right now. I can tell y'all. Maybe
for
me, can I call my boy?
Go ahead, go call your boy.
I call my boy.
Meantime,
he gonna tell y'all about COVID.
In the meantime,
I'm gonna
tell
you
gotta pull
that
out when your phone
calls
all here.
Nah, we ain't gonna call a nigga now. It's our time. We the
okay,
shit. Okay,
we'll
light the energy up, baby.
Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you the truth about my pre-corona return of the random. Let me tell you about the return of the random. Okay. Huh? It's 2021, right?
Okay.
So what happened
is that door open, babe?
Yeah, it is open.
That's
not my bad, but you know. Hello, Miss Lady.
Somebody else now, y'all. Now don't get the shit twisted. We is ballistic, nigga. Getting money from the gully, honey.
Ah.
Don't hate on the motherfucking
industry
because we
that?
Got good motherfucking
industry.
Now we trying to live for
Jesus.
Now we trying to motherfucking show. Y'all got to get ready for it.
Yeah,
oh, yes, baby.
Yeah,
you already
right
know
here.
You got it. Honey dip in the script. Don't think about the hip.
Yeah.
We're going to be son of a gun. 2020, we had the vision. Then we had the vision when we count on Curry. She said, what's been said has been said. What's been said has been said.
What's been said
has been said. Wanted to go to bed and she had to count y'all out.
As did.
Why are we doing a punctual real
thing? Nah, that's a real one.
Excuse my language, which I know we just
no, fuck the language, nigga.
Well, give it to me then. Let me know
all
how we take this real
so let's
shit
go
up.
Ahead and talk about this return of the random.
Give it to him. Tell them what you experienced with the return of the randoms, but
right.
Also let the ladies know how they can identify randoms. Because
okay, let's start with
everybody
that.
Got their own opinion.
Let me start with how you identify the random. Hello. I did identify them by when they never show up on a call ID. Hello. As soon as they call, you know that nigga's around. I'm like, if you ain't got a saved as a random, then off top.
Yeah.
In real life, no fairy tale. Look,
I
check it out.
Make the phone call, man.
No. Call her on speakerphone because.
Yes,
yes. Okay, fuck her on that, but you
got to
take your headphones out.
Too. I'm going to take the headphones
okay,
out. Don't
cool,
worry about
cool,
it. We're
cool,
going to do this shit. Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm doing the
call
right thing.
Okay, boom.
Because we got our other
right
calls
here.
In, huh?
Put her number right here. Oh, you already called her?
No, this is
it's a main call. Okay, so you got a test screen? Yeah, there you go.
So
test
what?
Screen. Call her number.
You want to go back. because this is ending the call right now. We're on some other shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let's
this is some fuck shit. This is a fucking, this song right here. This song right here is a fucking Corona Creeper. A COVID Creeper right here.
And y'all letting y'all know how Creeper motherfuckers make the creep creep. Okay? Because if you creep creep, then you go weak, weak.
Weak, weak. In the knee, knee. Check it out. I'm about to go. I'm about to call her right here. What's her number?
You gonna do it?
Yep. 510.
We need to log. We need to log sis in because this is a real topic, and she has a lot
of
questions
that I need.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna have to go ahead and log out.
Going out the whole world about my sister.
Where'd you get those eyes?
Nigga, no, I'm still with that lady.
You did. They say
don't
never.
Think that nigga is like gravy train. We let Jesus walk. I ain't scared because when he said, come off the. When he told his disciples to come off the boat and walk on water, they had to walk on motherfucking water. Scary motherfucker. Because he didn't give us a spirit of fear. God is good. Tell your people you love them while they're here and be good spirits and energy and everything. Don't be no sucker. Yeah, nigga, when we catch you with that negative energy,
hey, bro.
Jesus gonna set the fire to you,
bro.
Boy.
Are you
talking? Special on a traditional effect for the 32 bliss.
Day-day.
Happy in on a boopy watch so we can live for Jesus. I'm Day-day. Calling you right now for the 32.
Oh,
I was gonna try to
fuck.
Call you on the anesthesia.
So
look, you could have revelation. You know, already 5 minutes into the show. We're chickens right now. Okay? But we got a co-host.
Hello?
Hey!
It's
Leroy Jenkins and Corey.
Hey, yes, this is Leroy. Hey, now this is
the very important.
VIP. They're gonna lighten us up on
these COVID creeps.
We gave y'all a little bit. Now she gonna give you from an educator's point of view because she's an educator. Okay. Because I'm sick of this shit that I'm going through. I need help.
Get that bag. Get that bag, Leroy.
So, from an educator's point of view, I hope they can they hear her real good or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me really good?
Because this is a very intelligent one. Okay, it's all on you. But I'm not going to interrupt what you said.
Go ahead.
All right.
The dating app.
So, okay, so Corey sent me the link of what a Corona Creeper is. And I didn't know what that was before until I read the interview and everything. And yes, I have had Corona Creepers.
Yes.
Blast from the past, new ones, old ones, all kinds. I was just like, wow, that's what it is? Okay. So I need to elaborate. I need to elaborate what a Corona Creeper is. It's basically the ones that want to hook up during the whole pandemic, during quarantine. Now, I don't know if you guys know, I live in California, so we're on lockdown,
24/7. I heard there's curfew out there on you guys, too.
Yeah, you know, it's just 10 o'clock curfew. So you know we can't do no creeping after 10. You know we can't do no creeping after 10. It's more like a lunch date. It's more like a lunch date. So I got a few creepers on my page, you know, trying to link up, hook up. And I'm
link
like, it's all about the link.
Yes,
I was like, link up and see what it do. And I'm like, I don't even know you like that to link up. I'm like, you might just be a carrier, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's
a creeper.
Yes, he's a creeper. Want to link up and come see somebody. And I'm like, no. I was like, no, because it's during a pandemic and quarantine. I can't do it. I can't do it at all. Because you know what? It's scary out there. What's that there, Leroy? What'd you say?
I said, how has the pandemic really affected your life? Because the pandemic affected, no matter what color you is, I don't give a fuck if you a bird or a fly, the pandemic fucked the whole world up this year. Okay?
Well, I'm fucked up. I was like, you know, single and mingling, you know, my life is pretty fucked up.
What about the blast from the past type of creeper? How has the pandemic dealt with you when a bad, because, you know, the blast from the past, it's a different type of creeper.
Yeah. Yes. That's who's been creeping around. The blast of the past. Thinking they're familiar and they know you. Like, thinking that everything is all good. And, nigga, I don't know where you've been. I don't know who you've been with. And, some people just don't give a fuck.
Life's all
I dig it. Shall I go ahead?
Yeah. So it's just like, you know, one of those things where it's like scary to meet up with people. You know, I have a friend, you know, just a mutual friend who haven't had sex in over a year because of all this.
No.
I was like, wowzers.
I know that friend is touching herself daily.
He touching himself. It's a he. He's touching himself very frequently.
It don't mean that. But it don't mean that.
All right.
I can tell you for real.
Continue.
Go ahead, sis.
But so, you know, they've been coming out the woodworks like, can I see you? You know, it's like, nigga, I don't want to see you. I don't know who you've been around. You talking about your essential worker, like who you've been around, you know?
Right.
I'm not trying to see essential workers. I'm trying to see other people who've been quarantined. I want to see people who haven't gone anywhere other than the grocery store.
You need to tell them, I'm trying to see people who went to that goddamn Walgreens and said, you and got the shit and come back in 24 hours. You let me know.
Yes, that's like, that is like the new test that's going around. I want to see the negative. I want to see the negative results from a coronavirus test. That's what I want to see. I want to see the test results from a coronavirus test within the last month of saying you're negative. That's what I want to see.
Absolutely.
Fuck an STD test. I'm sorry. STD test, I'm like, I'm not willing to see those. I'm willing to see that you're negative from coronavirus.
What about it?
You know?
What? Sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah, you know, and they come out the woodwork. They come out the woodwork because they're horny. They want to see somebody.
You see that? Was that still going to be personal? If you see that, so that means you giving it up? Or if you see that, it's like...
I'm not giving nothing up.
And once you give it up, they drain you. And then after that...
Nah.
I'm not gonna lie.
I gave it up once or twice during last year, but I ain't giving it up in 2021.
You know,
come on, Leslie.
What the fuck you wanna do?
Yes, exactly. Now, I'm not going to lie, you know, last year I got a little weak in the knees. I gave it up. But the fact is that,
you
know, we all get a little weak sometimes. We all get a little needy sometimes. But it wasn't too appreciative.
Tell me, y'all. And then Aries over here, because them Aries, if they motherfucker like that. But tell them, Leo, what did you do?
Yes, you know, I'm a woman, I got needs, so, you know, if the right one comes through, your blue slide through, you know, I'm going to hold back.
Yeah.
I like you.
But like, hey, you know we gotta tell the motherfuckers. We don't own no rights to this, so
hello? Can't hear you guys. I'm going to try calling back.
Hello. Hello.
Please leave your message for
7029811044.
Nothing has been recorded. Record your message after the tone. Simply hang up when done. Or for delivery options, press the pound sign. Please leave your message.
Nothing
for
has been recorded.
7029811044. For delivery options, press the pound sign. Thank you for calling. Goodbye. To replay your message, press 1. To continue recording, press 2. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. To replay your message, press 1. To continue recording, press 2. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. To replay your message, press 1. To continue recording, press 2. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. Your message has been sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hold on. I
merged the call too.
Merge it. So you online right now?
I did. Yeah, I merged the call, but I don't.
So you on? It can't be on.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up again and they call. I'm like.
I don't mean to say that, but y'all come see that Leroy Jigsaw and I can talk like
you
that
did.
On this thing and tell y'all people.
Okay, you on the phone with us.
I don't live
here,
goddamn.
You,
God
damn,
you all see us.
Yeah.
This is the show.
You
I told y'all.
I hear you now.
This is the show.
I hear you.
You can hear me too?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you on. So now we can talk to him.
Okay, you talk to him because that's your big daddy. That ain't my motherfucking big daddy. I don't know nothing about
big daddy.
Big daddy.
He my big
I'm just on here that. Real nigga shit. Now that don't think that you talk to us. Cause you the motherfucker that gotta walk the tightrope.
Sitting
up here that burnt out all your shit when that nigga called. You got sweat all across your forehead.
Is
I don't know what
right?
kind of shit y'all
listen
to some shit, whatever kind of light y'all make, y'all lit up the stars the way you start sweating.
Is that right?
And they put that pelican bass shit on you, man. You get on out of here.
Okay,
what you need to do.
I just
leave. You know how I get that.
Okay, check it out. So, yeah. So are you a Corona creeper or COVID creeper? For real, for real. What kind of
time is it? A what?
A COVID creeper.
A Corona creeper?
Yeah, you can call it that.
What is a Corona creeper?
So that's funny, huh? So what do you think?
They got different kinds. You got to explain to him because he asked you a question.
I
okay,
so,
okay.
You're laughing about to make fun of it, but what is it? You
a COVID creeper. Okay,
they got different types.
A COVID creeper is like
I
a black. What you mean?
No, what you
Let
say?
Let me explain to you, fam, because she caught up in lyrics, right? It's COVID creepers is, this is a category that's labeled as different. It got motherfuckers on dating. It got motherfuckers that definitely people that reoccurring in life that you knew from the past, certain things that you knew that makes it, you know, because women, you know, girl power, they call us creeps. Some of us might be creepers in a certain way. We might be a dick up on Kool-Aid and lay dick down at the house and bone out, right?
Right.
It might be a creeper from the blast from the past. I might have put a rope on your neck and fucked my animal, and you might, that was a blast from the past, but you're scared of that kind of shit because it makes you crazy and bust my windows out. Right? Then you might. I caught you on a random thing, but you know how to tie rope and break all the knots in my back. But the thing about the knots in my back, when you break them, you don't put them back in place.
So, what type of creeper are you?
The regular type creeper.
I'm gonna be a mid and own up to a person. I'm a Kool-Aid creeper. I lay dick down on bitches, right? And I drink my Kool-Aid at the house and eat up all the kids' snacks. I'm Leroy Jenkins and I'm gonna bust on the bitches. I'm gonna make her get in the ditch and hit the switch, right? And I'm gonna give her some guidance so we can be in providence. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a Kool-Aid dickhead drinker. Now that's the kind of creeper I am. I didn't want to be a creeper, but somebody just told me that's what I was, so I had to own up to it. Cause I, you know, I can own up to my shit. That's the kind of creeper I am. Hey, I'm keeping it real.
Leroy, keeping it real all day, every day. So what type of creeper are you, bro? I'm telling what type of creeper you are, bro. I'm telling first.
That ain't so.
What type of creeper am I?
See?
You tell me.
I don't even know.
Categories A to B or A to C?
What's A to C?
You might be one of security. I don't like no shit like that.
Is that right? Okay, A to nap, the blast from the past, or pre corona? The return of the random?
Blast from the past.
I'm a blast from the past. So what makes you a blast?
What?
What makes you think that you're a blast?
From the past?
Absolutely. That's that Corona creeper ass shit. I'm just saying.
That's why I'm a blast from the past, because I spanked your ass. And you know I get down, but I don't want to go to show telling everybody what the fuck I did to you. And you better respect the mother.
Exactly. So speak for him.
Speak for the niggas in the real shit.
Keep it 1,000.
The fresh out nigga with that fresh out dick all
you
these hoes who want to break bread and not beg them to give up some real
shit. And I'll be asking all the way there. What's happening now? You're not going
to... He's laughing about that,
see?
No, 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 Angie, what, no.